Right. This one you will know by voice.
Hello.
It's Conrad. Conrad, you've been being so kind to take over a session about SciHub.
Yes, exactly. I thought, okay, SciHub is so in the media right now, we have to address this year as well. So my question was, SciHub, is it good or bad? And I left it open what I mean with good or bad. And I think this was a very fruitful discussion. And, well, actually, it was also a perfect crowd in there because we had people from the library, we had scientists in there. So we got very different perspectives on this topic. And I think, what should I say? I mean, this is definitely my personal opinion. I think SciHub in the end is good for us as scientists in the scientific community. Not sure if everybody's sharing this in there, but I think the majority did. We see certain trends in there. It definitely puts a lot of pressure on the publishers now in that sense that suddenly the usability is a complete different level. There was recently this publication or this a small article by John Bohannon, I think. He talked to the lady who started SciHub and got data from the logs. And, well, we see actually everybody is using SciHub, and even people living in U.S., living in Europe, where the funding should be good enough to basically get access to such publication. But it's a convenient thing. This is the point. We don't have to wait for something. We don't have to ask somebody. We can just click there. It's a one-click solution from the usability. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, we had some people from the libraries in there, and somebody actually asked, okay, is this maybe, well, will this maybe kill libraries? Maybe it does. Maybe it is worth at least thinking about what kind of services do we need as scientists in order to get our stuff done. We use this, the whole discussion, sure, to bash a lot of publishers and so on, the thing, we know this, our common hobby. I mean, it's just not... there's sometimes just really a big gap between what we pay publishers and what we get out of this, and SciHub clearly shows that there are definitely easier solutions to get this stuff. Well, this is pirating, and there's a lot of content generation somewhere else, and there was a comparison to the music industry, but there's a big discrepancy between the music industry and the scientific literature, because scientific literature was basically the work was paid by the public, while the music industry, this is not the case. So we covered basically everything and all the issues in the publishing industry, I would say. And, in the end, everybody has to decide if SciHub is good or bad. It will definitely change the system in the near future.
Yeah, I guess Andreas called it in another session. There's this German concept of Pautenschlag. It kind of caused a blast in the community that everybody stumbled upon this topic and thought about it. Mm-hmm. And maybe if we look into the near future with text and content mining, libraries have to rethink their role anyways.
Exactly.
So this is kind of the right time to start thinking if they haven't already done it.
Yeah, there was actually, I think it was a tweet by Yasuel Jensen, if I remember correctly. He actually thought, okay, there are now roughly 50 million or more articles in SciHub. And if we now do text mining on this, maybe even I can't be sued when I'm running that. And what kind of knowledge do we get out of this? And Yasuel Jensen, he's big in text mining and biology. So I'm pretty sure there can be definitely very interesting things done beside the plain access to article that you usually don't get, and now you get it with a single click.
Yeah.
It will definitely put a lot of pressure onto the system, and we will see how the publishers react. I mean, there are also voices that say, okay, in the end, it does not necessarily change much because the publishers currently, they will get still the money because the libraries are paying them anyway, even if people don't use the official ways, but just click that. So at least in the, let's say, next 1.5 years, so I don't know how long these contracts are running, they won't see a big impact. But if you look at the main media, there's so many writing about this topic, and people finally see, wait a sec, where does all the money go?
Yeah.
They see this problem before this was known to the majority of people, and SciHub brought this to the public. And let's say these kind of services were existing before, we discussed about this, right? LibGen and so on were out there for quite a while, but now it's there basically with a click, and this is really a game changer again.
Yeah, I read a very, very distinct tweet, kind of a very ugly tweet in air quotes about that, also using this picture of a blast, because blasts usually create ripples, yep. And ripples tear older houses down.
Yep.
So
yep.
We'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
And
I guess everybody knows our opinion about the whole topic. I think it was a very, very fruitful session. It was, as I said, very nice to have people from very different disciplines there, yeah. and also librarians. I mean, this is really, really useful. And there's still a lot of need for libraries. So we, I discussed with Lambert afterwards, for example, all the archives. I mean, there are documents from centuries there that need yeah. to be digitalized. This is one thing, or maybe they can replace the publishers as an infrastructure. There yeah. are many different needs, but there needs to be a change. Well, I hope there's a change ongoing and hopefully in a more open direction.
Yeah. So, to put it in a nutshell, it is good and bad at the same time, as disruptive innovations usually are.
Right. Exactly. Right. I hope it's good for the majority of people and maybe bad for some poor publishers.
Yeah.
Okay. Poor publishers. My personal opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.